It's called the Great Locomotive Chase, an event that occurred in 1862 when a force of Union soldiers captured a Confederate locomotive and attempted to destroy tracks and rail movement near Atlanta. Confederate forces took pursuit, and the race between the locomotive's general and Texas is legendary. It's today's edition of the American Countryside.
Can you tell if these vegetables are being contaminated with bacteria that could cause paralysis? Listen. Can't, can you? You can't see it either. Use different cutting boards so that the bacteria in raw meats and seafood and their juices doesn't touch prep surfaces for other foods, like veggies. Raw food may contain bacteria that can make you very sick, or worse. 1 in 6 Americans will get sick from food poisoning this year, and roughly 3,000 will die. But you can keep your family safer by separating raw meats and seafood from other foods. Learn more about this and other important information. Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. That's foodsafety.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
It was April 12, 1862, and the locomotive general had stopped in Kennesaw, Georgia to take on water and fuel and allow the crew to get breakfast. Union scout James Andrews led a group of raiders to hijack the locomotive and accompanying cars and take off northbound for Chattanooga.
Atlanta, being a major rail hub at that time, cut off the supply lines, and that was their mission at one point, to ultimately destroy the lines and steal all of the cargo, the supplies that the Confederacy was receiving at the time.
Andrews and his raiders headed north with that task in mind: steal the cargo and destroy as much of the rail infrastructure as possible. Startled crew back in Kennesaw began the chase first on foot, then by handcar, hoping to catch the general as she stopped periodically to tear up the tracks behind it. Anthony Knight says there was nothing special about the general. It just happened to be the scheduled passenger train at the station.
It was a very dependable and trustworthy mechanism to do what they needed to do at that time, and that was carrying cargo in and out of the city and a number of other states.
Those pursuing Andrews obtained the locomotive Texas and finally caught up with the general, which had been abandoned. The Union troops' plan to destroy the tracks had failed. It was called the Great Locomotive Chase, and it became well known when Disney made a movie about it.
And that gave it a whole different edge and romanticized it a bit. So in its essence, I think the train was what it was as a hero, but also these external factors that kind of helped create that legend.
Andrews was later captured and hanged, as well as several others who hijacked the train. Today, that legend, the Locomotive General, is on display at the Atlanta Cyclorama and Civil War Museum. Traveling the countryside in Atlanta, Georgia, I'm Andrew McCray.